This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We're hearing some frightening stories as millions of Americans begin to clean up from those violent storms that hit the eastern U.S. yesterday, killing two people. In one particularly dangerous incident in Maryland, people got trapped in their cars when power lines fell down around them.
Officials say 33 adults and 14 children were stuck for several hours on a Westminster roadway after storms brought down utility poles with live wires. Governor Wes Moore says it could have been a lot worse.
Lives were saved. There were people who were stuck and stranded in cars who were able to sleep in their own beds last night. And that's because of the work of everybody who moved and our first responders who made it so.
Baltimore Gas and Electric CEO Kareem Kuzami says crews have made substantial progress restoring power.
Our service territory experienced one of the most devastating storms that we've seen in many, many years.
I'm Julie Walker.
A Chicago man's been charged with first-degree murder after witnesses say a 9-year-old girl riding a scooter was shot dead by somebody upset by the noise. They're on strike for 24 hours. Thousands of Los Angeles City employees. Simboa Wright is a wastewater collection worker and a union official.
City employees are just fed up and tired of the disrespect.
He was heard there on ABC 7. The mayor says city workers are vital and officials are available 24/7 to talk. But the union says the city is bargaining in bad faith. Republican presidential candidate and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is replacing his campaign manager. He's been resetting the stagnant presidential campaign. Do you have a ticket yet? Somebody could win Mega Millions tonight. $1.5 billion plus. This is AP News. The latest now on the trouble in Niger. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Niger's military junta has refused the latest diplomatic attempt to get the ousted president freed and reinstalled. A letter seen by the Associated Press says the junta has rejected a proposed visit by representatives of ECOWAS, the West African Regional Bloc, the African Union, and the UN. The letter cites evident reasons of security in this atmosphere of menace against Niger, 2 weeks after mutinous soldiers overthrew the country's democratically elected leader. ECOWAS has threatened to use military force if the junta doesn't reinstate President Mohamed Bazoum by Sunday, a deadline that was ignored. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A man working in a Wyoming forest was injured in a surprise encounter with a bear. The man's been hospitalized. They say the attack happened too fast for him to use bear spray. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.